following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I didn't know the whole coming out thing, and I didn't know hot dog down a hallway was just called that because two old guys started grilling hot dogs. Like, I thought it was some really lascivious, like, where they lined up, like, the loosest bottoms they could find. You know, I thought there was some really, you know.
Did you think there was an actual football involved? Like trying to shove a football up someone's ass?
It's football. Like, it's hot dog down a hallway. It's not football down a hallway. What are you talking about, a football?
Downtown.
No, I did not think there were any footballs involved.
It started with tailgating, and that got me wanting to give a fuck. You know what? It doesn't matter. Hey, let's do this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Two old guys started grilling hot dogs.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4565. Hello, BFO, the 8th of August 2025, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna play those voice letters I've been saving for ya. Hot doggers, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, your hot doggers today because Big Fatty's over at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. And y'all, I've pre-recorded today's little show prior to departing the villa. And it's going to be Granny and Durwood and myself, and let's see, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee is supposed to be there, and Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Mr. Gulf Coast Leather Bear, Tommy, his husband, and let's see, who else? And it could be DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. And Mac in Flo Rida. I don't know if Giggles is coming or not. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, it's always a lovely weekend for Hot Dog Weekend. Our good friends Larry and Ralphie started this 14 years ago. Just like Crooked Hat said at the beginning of today's little show, it's just two old guys grilling hot dogs. And y'all, it has blossomed into one of the best weekends at the Metropolis and a Demogumblix all year long. it's truly like a family reunion, and everybody gets together, and y'all, it's just a good time. And you know, there may be some weenies in buns, be ready, and you know, it might be a little something to, never mind, Big Fatty, just move the show forward. And y'all, to top it all off, Saturday, it is, the full moon. It is the Sturgeon Moon, and it's, the full moon is given that name, because, among, The history says that among the Native American tribes, this referred to an abundance of sturgeon fish that were caught in the Great Lakes and other waterways during this time. Spiritually, the sturgeon moon is associated with the themes of strength, ancient wisdom, Big Fatty, that's you, and deep emotions. Oh, Big Fatty, deep emotions. Wasn't that your stripper name back during the sturgeon moon? Y'all, this weekend we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all, it is a special day. This person, y'all, known him for years and years and years. Y'all, I think the first time I met him was at Big Fatty's meet and greet out there in the Palma Springs. He's done many little shows. He did the Toucan Beanie and the Live It Up, and I think there was another one also. It was Live It Up with Daniel Bieber. And y'all, he's on the Lotsel, and y'all, he's been to Rat World. He's traveled to the Villa on numerous occasions. He did the barbecue tour of South Kakalaki. He's been to Pride 48. Y'all, if it's to be done, he's done it. Big Fatty and never again on all of them. It's true, y'all. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Dr. E. Pluribus. What's the other? Old Press Stone. Yes, Big Fatty. Dr. Stone. Wesley Stone. Yes. And y'all been on Sunday. On Sunday, y'all, he used to be the the co-host of the Game Night Gals. Y'all used to live out there in the Arizona, but y'all, I believe nowadays he's up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, met him at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Game Night Gal, Brian Gregory. Big Fatty, we love Brian Gregory. And so, y'all, if you see Dr. Wes Stone or Brian Gregory on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the big, the birth canal, not the big canal, Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Baron Frosty. I'm out and about walking, doing my nipple walk. And I wanted to call for some advice. My friend, Miss Amy, is totally addicted to Big Brother. She watches all the shows, obviously. She listens to the podcast. She has apps on her phone, so she's like watching the live feeds around the clock. She knows all the people. She talks about it constantly. And the most annoying part for me is that during the summer, she totally disappears because she's a complete Big Brother shut-in and doesn't have any fun. So I'm calling to ask your advice on how I can cure her of this addiction and get my friend back. Hope you're well. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle from the Blime Time Little Show. And Mr. Cackle, first of all, you did not say it was going to be a question, so it's you've come to the correct source for advice on the Big Brother, and I feel for you, but there are things that you could do so that you would not be disassociated with her during the Big Brother. You could start watching it with her. And I think that you would probably either take your life or you would find it a hoot to see how much she enjoys it. And so maybe spend a Thursday night, because, you know, that's the live show. In fact, maybe tonight you could go over there. No, this is the for right little show, so it's too late. It's just too late. Maybe try that. And if not, this will all pass in another six to eight weeks. So I guess you're just going to have to start to drinking alone. Big Fatty, you always drink with wine rag. Well, there is that. Yes, Big Fatty. Or Big Fatty, maybe he could, maybe Mr. K likes to watch the Big Brother. I bet he'd start to watch it then.
Fatty, Joey Bukkake, I'm not sure what just happened. I'm in the moment and I thought I'd have to call Fatty, which, you know, obviously means something horrible has happened. I'm at my children's daycare camp in the morning, the theater camp that I administer. I leave there. I go and get a coffee. It's a good day. It's not too hot. It's perfect summer weather. I get my iced coffee. I sit down in my car. I take a sip of my iced coffee, and I'm not even sure what happened. All I know is all of a sudden, I just shit myself. I'm sitting in the car. This happened about 4.5 minutes ago. Not even. And it's one of those where it's not even something like, you know, you can cover it up or, like, get changed quick or whatever. I'm about to go to my office. It's one of those where I'm just sitting there and all of a sudden this hot lava shoots up. It's up my, at least up lower back, I'm sure. I don't even know what the fuck just happened. I grabbed a shirt that was next to me, and I put it underneath me, and I text my boss, and I said, I had a calamity, and I was about to pull into the parking lot, but I am now having to head home and regroup. I haven't even been able to assess the damage, because I just pulled out of the parking lot, got on the throughway, and just ended up going back home. God knows what this car is going to smell like. I know nothing. All I know is, I don't even know if it counts as a shart, because I don't believe I even tried to fart. I think it just happened. It's like those people who don't realize they're pregnant and all of a sudden she's on the toilet and boom, a child pops out. Not exactly, but you get my point. Anyway, I don't even know when the hell shart week is, but this has to count for something.
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed. I'm gross. I'm disgusting. I need to go take a shower. That is the level of what this is. And I might have to get my seat steamed. Who knows? All right. Well, hope your day is going better. Bye.
Oh, Joey. Y'all, that, of course, is Joey Bukkake. And Joey, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, there is nothing that makes Big Fatty happier than someone shitting themselves, and the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, I've got to call Big Fatty and let him know that I've shit myself. Oh my gosh. Joey, I needed that. What a lovely, just a lovely gift for Big Fatty. And Folks, y'all will hear that one again during Shark Week. Joey, that's magnificent. Thank you so much for sharing that, and I hope many more sharks to come. Fatty, I wonder about, is he really going to have to get those seats steamed?
Well, hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Big Fatty, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Big Fatty. Oh,
hello.
Poodle.
Hi,
Poodle.
Hi.
Poodle, I'm glad you answered the phone.
Yes.
I cannot imagine what Big Fatty's doing right now.
Oh.
But, don't tell me, Poodle. But anyway, Poodle, would you please give Big Fatty a message?
Yes.
This is, of course, Shy Tom,
yes.
as you know, and I'm
yes.
normally very, very shy, but today's
yes.
just a rare day.
Uh-huh.
Because we just got home from the grocerarium.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, up here, it's called the Bonds North of the Penis Livania.
Oh, yes.
And, Big Fatty, we've learned from you.
Yes.
We spent $39.40, and get this, we saved $43.40. So we saved more than we paid.
Oh,
part of that's due to a lot of fresh corn and some those nice big red cherries and some other good
yes,
things that were on
the fresh
sale.
Cone.
So, Poodle, please let Big Fatty know
yes,
we called.
Yes, I will.
Send him our love. And we're thinking of all of you extra after the loss of Big Fatty's brother.
Yes.
So, anyway, take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Well, y'all, that was Shy Tom. Shy Tom and Randy up in the Penis Livania. And Shy Tom, thank you so much for the call. Poodle relayed the message to me. And that's an excellent, just an excellent coupon. Anytime you can save more than you spend. And plus, you got fresh cone. And you know what they say about fresh cone? It's Mother Nature's GPS. Yes, Big Fatty, you can watch those savings go down the turl.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Peter Potamus, Peter Epiluicious. I can't keep track of the many, many names I have, but I'm a Gemini, so they keep multiplying. Anyway, I wanted to say congratulations on getting your new refrigerator. The knowledge I know about Samsungs is that they make good computers and they make good phones and they make good monitors. And the thing about those electronics is you don't want to mix them with water. It kind of wrecks them. And now they've gone on to make fridges and washing machines and other appliances. And that still seems to be true. Apparently, if you try and get water involved, they fuck up horribly. So if you want really nice Korean appliances, you need to get LGs because if water ever touches it, it's gonna go badly. Like, their stoves are okay, but once again, don't mix water and Samsung. Just don't do it. But otherwise, I got the socks turned on, or I got the heels turned on your socks and sent you a note about that through the Gmails to your Big Fatty email if you want to check that out. But otherwise, I hope your new fridge is behaving wonderfully. We're happy because we just got a dishwasher by Whirlpool. I'm sad, though, because I always like getting appliances that aren't named by the companies. So, I want to get a fridge made by Hot Point and like a stove made by Frigidaire and a dishwasher made by Toastmaster and all that stuff. But so when you get a Whirlpool dishwasher, it's a little too on the nose, but it's a nice one. And good luck with your appliance. Hope it went well. And I hope you have a lovely time at the Rat World. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Peter Potamus, Epilui. Peter, thank you so much for the call. It was a little premature. You had no idea that Big Fatty was going to have the calamities, but y'all, they're still not solved. They're still not solved. So anyway. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all have been told to expect packages here at the Villa. Big Fatty, kind of like the one from the Federal Express you got on Hump Day. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids over there at the mix. What are y'all expecting this weekend?
Two old guys started grilling hot dogs.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves to put their weenies in a nice bun.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah! Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.